can call on me. You 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 can call on me.
Oh yeah, this beat hot.
Your homies. Your homies.
You can call on me.
Your homies.
This her auntie texting me about her. These people is fucking stalking me. They won't leave me alone, bitch. Go on about your business and go play football or basketball or baseball, ho.
Pussy ass hoe, go play sports with one of these niggas, man, with a guaranteed $80 million contract. Don't be fucking with no nigga or little old me over here.
You know what?
Well, that's a good way to start the show. Hello.
With my little coins, you know what I'm saying? I ain't in the upper millions. I'm in a barely in the millions.
Trust me, you don't have to have upper millions to spend that money on that girl. Trust me. Trust me.
Another episode of the Homies, Big Homie's House. We got Big Homie Chaotic, Big Homie Dolly, Big Homie JoJo.
Sup?
We Big just jump right there. What's going on? How's everybody feeling? We good?
We're great.
Well, she over here got me. She done triggered me talking about her bullshit and done made me go to talk about my bullshit.
What bullshit you got going on?
Let's treat this
as therapy for Chaotic.
Okay, bro. So I'm just dealing with this girl, like this very beautiful girl, like with some really good ass pussy that just like we call ourselves being in a relationship, and she just so toxic. And
What makes her toxic?
Because she won't like she. First of all, she's just. How can I explain? It's so much.
Let it go. Breathe.
Okay, so what makes her so toxic is she just want everything to go her way, and nothing goes my way. And then when I complain about nothing going my way,
so she's draining you.
Yes, and if I say I'm tired of this shit, I don't want it no more because you're inconsiderate and selfish.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, no, you're not leaving me. And she cries, gets dramatic, pop up on me.
So she's manipulative and gaslighting as well. Okay, go on.
Oh, my God.
Sounds like a narcissist
right there,
to me.
Very narcissistic. Yeah. And, it's like I don't know what to believe anymore.
I'm not commenting on this woman. I don't know what you did to
like
this.
You.
I don't know what you done did to this woman.
Let me lift my shades up.
But I will say this.
What would you say?
Y'all been dating. Y'all was dating for 8 months, right?
8 months.
And in the first 4 months you knew her, or 3 months?
Uh-huh.
You spent how much on her?
Well, in the first 3 months, I probably did about, let me see. Shit, probably within the first 3 months, I was probably at like $120,000. About $120,000, because her birthday came within the first 120 days, her birthday came. So, and prior to her birthday, I was already just like, whatever, man, because I really liked her. And, but it was like, to be honest with you, like, I believe in princess treatment. It's not like I was doing that with every girl. I just felt like that was the one.
Yes.
Like, well, I've been saving my money up.
What made
all
her
my
be,
life
what made
to
her
be able
one?
To give that one girl
it sound like part
why
two
she,
of that
why
princess
she,
treatment?
What made
what
her,
made
the,
her
one?
The one? Yes,
she had beautiful green eyes.
Oh, that's nice.
So she seduced you.
Yeah, she had some beautiful green eyes. She had a great, amazing personality. She had an amazing personality. She wasn't judgmental at all. She was a free spirit. She seemed really genuine and sweet.
Now, when you say free spirit, what does that mean?
Free spirited that she didn't think inside of a box. She was like me. I don't think inside of a box.
She gave you the coochie quick?
Huh? No, she actually made me wait. Like, I didn't get the pussy for like probably almost 30 days, 35, 40 days,
damn,
like a month and a half. You know? I mean, we was, of course, kissing and we slept together and stuff like that.
Did that matter?
Hold on, was you getting coochie outside of her?
No, I had went celibate when I met her.
Oh, that's what's up.
She made you do all this and now
she didn't make me. She didn't make me.
Well, she brought you into
I chose. She brought me into a place like that.
Safe to do.
Was she celibate?
Yeah, and then it
was
like.
Was she celibate too?
Yeah, she was celibate too.
Okay, cool.
Like,
so y'all just was celibate for 30 days and was like, or
she was going, when I met her, she was going through a lot that I won't speak on because if she see this interview, I'm not gonna put her business out. But she was going through a lot. So it was like I was riding with her. I was there for her. Like I was holding her down. And then like after
so you
healing,
were helping her out through her
then
pause,
when
pause.
She started to heal.
Pause. Pause.
Like you was helping her through her problems.
Hold on, pause. Thank you. You was holding her down while she was going through, and y'all wasn't boyfriend and girlfriend though, right?
Nah, not at the beginning.
No, but y'all, but you was still helping her.
We eventually get that, yeah.
But you was still helping her because you fucked with her.
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
We talking about last episode where you said that you ain't helping no bitch ever. You're not spending no money on her ever. You're not giving her no money.
That's
ever,
not what I said.
Unless y'all are in an exclusive relationship. You don't want no girl that's struggling.
I see that.
Want a girl that's going to figure it out and not ask you for anything.
But the one thing I can say about her, she wasn't struggling. You know what I'm saying? She had her own bag. I just didn't make her spend it.
Exactly.
But Jojo, still.
It's not the same.
But did you not just hear what he just said?
Then the only thing about her is when I saw her, I really thought that was my wife. So I was under the impression, that was my last stop.
Yeah.
Okay, if you was.
You know what I'm saying? And
it's
the thing about it is,
you were mesmerized because now you talking about you traumatized.
So he got wounds.
No, but I'm traumatized. But the thing about
when was the first time she told you that she loved you?
I know she loved me because at the end of the day, she won't leave me alone.
But when was the first time she told you that she loved you?
The first time she told me that she loved me is when the first thing that I ever got her was a painting, and it was a very sentimental painting. It had like some real sentimental value to it. So when I got her that painting and she seen it, she was like, wow, like, this is like, it was like priceless. Like, you know what I'm saying?
This is the best gift I've ever gotten in my life.
Exactly.
I love you. You're so thoughtful.
Exactly. You're the best guy that ever happened to me. You're the best.
I wasn't the best guy that ever happened to her. But
she was gassing you up some type of way like that, right?
Yeah, but one thing I know that it was genuine. I won't say that it was all about the bag, because even when I stopped spending the bag, I completely stopped spending the bag.
She got her own bag. She ain't worried about her own bag.
But I stopped spending the bag, and she still to this day, she won't leave me alone. We're not together. I'm the one I called the quits on that shit. But she won't leave me alone. Like,
so she hovering over you, basically.
Apparently, you can't leave her alone.
Yeah, because she know I'm a good guy. She know I'm a good dude.
And you know she's a good girl.
Yeah, but she's just in
how
the
do you
fucked
know
up
that, though?
Space.
You know what I'm saying?
I know she's a good girl. I know she has a potential. She was a wife at one point in time.
What happened to that?
That's not nobody's business.
Does that mean anything? Does that mean something if you were a wife before and you are no longer a wife?
No, but she's no longer a wife by default. It wasn't.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay, I understand. Yeah.
Well, I mean, if she's fucked up mental space, but, you know, I think that's something that
that's the one person that I know, like, the day she get her mind right, it'll be the day that'll be my last stop.
Well, yeah, well, it depends on...
And hopefully she can get her mind right. Hopefully she can get her mind right one day before, you know, because I'm the type of person, if something great comes along, I'm not going to fuck up something good because I'm waiting on something false hopes over here.
Yeah.
You feel me? And that's her thing. Like, she don't want me to fully move on because all our shit is still fresh.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So she don't want to see me fully move on because she know how I am. She know, damn, if he finds somebody, like, he she know my energy.
But the thing is, I feel like if that's how she feels, then she should understand that she needs to change certain things about herself.
Yeah, and she know that, but it's a process.
I don't know nothing about this woman.
Sometimes people, I'm going to just say this, and this is what we ended. I'm going to give y'all again. Some people mentally so fucked up that they do things subconsciously without even knowing.
Yeah.
Because they so fucked up and they so traumatized. And
it's normal to him.
And to them, it's normal. They don't want to hurt you. Nothing is intentional.
Mm.
It's just their mind is so fucked up and diluted, and they've been through so much trauma and traumatic shit, and they so unhealed and got so much resentment held up in them to where they, you know what I'm saying? They don't know how to, and it's on you as a person that's dealing with somebody like that to say, you know what, I got to pull the plug on this situation because if not, I'm going to let it drown me.
Yeah.
You know
or just help or help that person.
No, but it's only so much you can do to help the person
that's
like
true.
That.
That's
but
listen, true.
So you do all the help you could. And when your help ain't helping, you got to fall back.
Yeah.
But are you wrong for like not wanting to deal with somebody's trauma from their past? Like, this may be the greatest person in the world for you.
Nobody's
but you
not.
Know that they come with they've had shit in their life bad happen to them that may have still be negatively affecting them.
It's a choice. Nobody's right or wrong for nothing. It's a choice. We all got choices. If you choose not to, that's on you. You got some people out here in the world that thrives off of
the negativity.
That codependency.
Oh, okay.
It's like a person in that type of situation is automatically going to be, she was codependent. She's still codependent on me. Mm-hmm. She depends on me for certain things in life, and it ain't even got nothing to do with money, right. Emotionally.
Right.
And some people thrive off that. Like, ooh, when they got a person that's codependent with them, they feel like that's a sense of control.
Draining emotionally is worse than financially to me, though, because that shit will really stick with you.
Like, yeah, because you can make that money back. You can make that money back, but you can't get that. Your mind can be your mind. But see me, like, thank God, by the grace of God, I'm strong, but I ain't going to lie. I do see myself, even with other situations that I be dealing with other girls, I see, like, some of the toxic behavior that I've intake that from that situation, that I gained from that situation. I'm like one girl right now. This other girl, like, and she a nice girl, a cool girl, but I'm so
and they
toxic
don't deserve the shit that
and
they
being, and with. I'm being a little toxic with her because, like, I'm like, man, you got these niggas. I could see one thing, and I could feel like, oh yeah, she's no different from her, or exactly. her. And it's like fucked up. But to be honest with you, majority of the time, you got to take them signs and run with it, because majority of the women and men nowadays are just in a fucked up, selfish, inconsiderate, toxic,
diluted mind. So now everybody's fucked up.
Everybody's a stepping stone. Everybody's using a person to get ahead in life. A lot of people lazy.
Nobody wanna build.
Yeah, nobody don't wanna build. Nobody don't wanna put in no work for
teamwork.
Nothing.
They leaving at the first sign of anything, like.
Like, I gotta put in some work.
Oh, what?
I gotta work for this. I got the what?
You don't know me already. You don't know my body. You don't know my emotions. Oh, I'm out of here.
Yeah, so it's
but you keep
up.
Doing that with everybody, but nobody, we don't know each other. You have to learn each other's emotions, how we interact. Yeah. How, like, even on the physical, like, what makes her nut not gonna make her nut? Everybody, like, our bodies are different. Like, I mean, you laughing, I'm not lying. Like, but
no, you're telling the truth.
Yeah, like, but we're in a situation now, we're in a generation where people are just, I don't know, if it's not
it's
quick,
up.
If it's not ready made and ready to go.
Yeah,
you know?
No, I like to say, this is my phrase, I like to say, everybody want people to come batteries included. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
nobody don't want to have to go to the store and actually get the batteries and put the batteries inside of the device and then turn it on. Yes, they wanted to come batteries included. I opened it out the box and it already rolls around and do everything I wanted to do.
Well, even if that's the case, like, people feel like that, I feel like the reason behind that is because a lot of men or women aren't holding the other race accountable. Gender. The other gender of being, like, accountable of, like, what the fuck they're doing. Like, them like, only wanting to be around for the money, or the nigga only being around for the pussy. Like, it's like, nobody is holding accountable.
I mean, they do. That's why arguments come in. Arguing, because when you try to hold somebody accountable, it turns into an argument.
No, yeah, I'm talking about
nobody
from the beginning.
Don't
want
to accept accountability.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what it is.
It's both. It's
you
both.
Can't hold a person accountable.
No, but it is.
If
somebody can't take accountability, and then they don't want to accept accountability.
Exactly.
So, but it is both.
But
it
how
is both,
them
though. It is.
If they don't accept the
but
accountability.
Listen, like, for example, like, I meet a guy, and I'm trying to get to know him, mm-hmm. but he sees how I look or how I talk on my podcast mm-hmm. or whatever. Now
I'm in your DM, by the way.
Now he...
Keep going. I've been in there for a long time. You left me sitting. Let's talk about accountability on that one, but keep going.
That's so funny.
I just wanted to insert that right there.
All
right. Go ahead.
Yeah, so, you know, anyways, I forgot what I was saying,
she
but...
flustered now.
That he heard you on the podcast or something like that. You
Damn. Neither. Said, fuck me
if
up
guy,
with that one.
If a guy sees you on the podcast.
Right. So now he's looking at me like a girl that only wants a nigga with a bag, or a girl that got all these niggas on my line so they don't want to talk to me because I got X, Y, and Z going on. So if a man automatically thinks that and he's going to start treating me as such, how the fuck am I supposed to get myself out of that category?
I got
the way is through your actions, showing through genuine, through just by being genuine. That is the way. That's what we missing the most. Genuine actions. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody look at the material, everybody look at the money, everybody look at the this and the that. It's just like, can we just be genuine? Can we just fuck with each other? Can we just fuck with each other without can I fuck with you without having to go and buy a Wagyu steak for $200?
You know what I'm saying?
Can we go to the park?
Yeah, can we go to the beach?
Can you fuck with me, my nigga, without me having to suck your dick on the first night? Like, that's how women, you know what I'm saying? Like, can we have some intimacy.
No, seriously.
Can you fuck with me as a person?
Yes.
Yeah, can we fuck with each other?
Can we conversate?
Can you get to know me? Can we have a conversation and laugh and joke? But after that conversation, can we continue it? Because some people will have a genuine conversation and then relapse the next day.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I was only able to be genuine before for 24 hours or 48 hours or a week before.
I couldn't fake it anymore.
But that's... Like you said, ain't nobody out here being genuine. No. Like I put this on everything I love. Yeah, you probably in my DM. I probably didn't read it because I probably looked at it and was like, that nigga ain't genuinely in my DM.
But that's the problem.
You know what I'm saying? But
that's the problem.
That's what I'm saying.
So how do we fix that?
That's what I'm asking now. How do we fix that?
Let me show y'all how we fix it. Put your number in my phone right now on the podcast. That's how we fix it. So that way you don't have to worry about me being in the DM no more. And there you go. Now we genuinely linked up at the podcast, on your podcast service, where we can come back one day and say how our date went.
Big homie's house where dreams come true.
You ain't never heard that. That's the hard.
That's
the hardest. It's tricking yourself off the streets.
Tricking yourself off the streets.
Niggas, I don't trick you. If you trick it because you got it.
How do you feel about men who... don't feel like they want to give their money to any woman for no reason at all, even if he do fuck with her?
Well, that's his prerogative. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't, like, if you feel like you don't want to give your woman no money, first of all, what people got to understand is this. Mm-hmm. Tricking ain't a thing that just started happening. The only thing about tricking right now is what make it different is girls can show it more. Girls are rapping. Females done started rapping. Females are more vocal now. Mm-hmm. Females wasn't so vocal back in the day.
Right, they kept that
so
shit
they,
a secret.
They all they tricking and shit was on the low.
Right.
They didn't have the Instagram platforms to promote it. They didn't have the they wasn't rap. It was only 5 or 6, 10 girls in the United States that was known rappers. Now you got multiple female rappers. You got multiple different outlets that they could promote and show their lifestyle from niggas that's putting them in position.
That's what I was saying.
So it's been
episode.
A thing. Tricking been a thing.
Yeah.
So it ain't like this a new thing. It's just that it's being promoted more because of social media.
I'm not even talking about tricking. I'm saying like just fucking with a girl and like not paying her rent or buying her.
I just
bag.
Feel like
first
that
of all,
depends
first
on
of all,
the
first
like,
of all,
fuck
first
with
of all,
her. Like
first of all, if a nigga this me, if a nigga paying a girl bills, mm-hmm. if you're paying her rent, her bills.
That's your girl.
That woman belongs to you.
Right.
Yeah, okay. Pretty much.
Her crib, her everything. That woman is solely yours.
Why you throw your hands up in
like,
the air
like
that?
Because you just want a nigga to do it just because.
No, first of all, I don't believe it's because she has to be giving up the pussy at this point. It's bigger than just giving up the pussy. I know it's big, but I'm in ownership of you. You better be giving up. If I take care of you, listen. It's like a child. That's my child, right? I take care of my child. I'm not on child support because I take care of my child. I raise my child. My child is going to listen to me. When I say, go in that room, turn that game off, and get in that bed, it's bedtime, that's the same way it's going to be with my woman. If I'm solely 100% taking care of her, and she's bringing nothing but pussy to the table, I own you, baby.
First off, you think you're going outside? Not that you own. I purchased you.
That's how I feel.
That's a horrible thing. Don't get it twisted.
Listen to what I'm saying really quick. If you're bringing nothing to the table but the mouth in the pussy.
And the booty hole.
And the booty hole. If that's all you bring into the table and I'm solely taking care of everything of your life and you bring nothing to the table, a lot of these bitches don't even cook.
You know what I'm saying?
And you know what I'm saying? And I'm paying for the Uber Eats that you ordering to feed me.
Yeah,
bitch,
then
I own you.
At that point,
you going where? You say you going where tonight? Bitch, sit your ass down.
Okay,
you ain't going out tonight.
Pause, 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 pause.
I'm going with that. Like, fuck that.
Everybody quiet. I'm finna turn everybody mic off. Let's go back to Kodak. Because Kodak, number one, you got me fucked up. Because you always be trying to make it seem like I be saying some shit that I don't be saying. So let's go back to this shit. I never said anything about a nigga paying my rent. I don't need a nigga to pay my rent. What I was asking was, is why are you so stingy with your money? Why are you so stingy with your money? I didn't say pay these bitches rent. But you don't even want to get a bitch nails done. That you don't even want to get a bitch nails done.
When did I say that? The bitches who I fuck with know that I've done that shit.
That's the only thing. Who? Who you done did that for?
Why we need names, Mr. Police?
Because you lying.
I'm not lying.
You are lying.
You know what I think, Kodak? I think Kodak is like he budgets his tricking habits, which is nothing wrong with that, too, because I'm at a place right now where I minimize the amount of things that I do for women. I'm only doing like the less than $500 stuff.
Kodak ain't doing nothing.
For me meeting you.
I'm doing
right now, when I meet you, if it's under $500, I'll do it.
What are you doing for $200, $250, Kodak? You just said last episode that you're not doing. No.
That's a spa.
He said that. No. You said that you're not doing anything for a woman at all. Unless y'all are exclusive.
No, but you can't get exclusive if you don't do nothing.
No, yeah. But we wasn't talking about what this woman was doing. We was talking about, because what the picture that I painted was, is that you fuck with her, you like her, she like you, y'all fuck with each other, you not gonna give her nothing? Are we exclusive? No. Then no, I ain't giving that bitch nothing. Like, goddamn.
We were talking about, like,
rewind the tape.
We were talking about, like, rent and shit, like.
No, he wasn't. I clearly said, I'm not telling you.
But you know I spend money, like, when I do like somebody. So I don't even know, like, you know me in real life. Like,
Kodak, you said last episode that you're not spending no money on this, on a girl.
But these are, because I don't talk to women who are not exclusively doing shit.
That exclusively with you.
Exclusively, yes.
So
I'm not even going to be in a scenario to where I would spend on somebody who I hear fuck with other people. Because I don't like people who are that accessible. So that would never happen to me.
But you just said that you spend money on women.
Yeah, when I like them.
Well, no. Not when you like them.
Yes.
When y'all are exclusive.
But exclusive to me is like, you talking to me, you're not talking to nobody else. We not together, but you're not fucking with, like, you're not dating around. I don't need no commitment off rip. But I just need to know, like, when we spending time, we spending time.
You're not sharing your pussy with nobody else.
Yeah, like, I'm not doing
understood,
like.
Understood, but I'm just saying, all I was asking was, it's a girl that you like, you fucking with, you really like her,
mm-hmm.
but you don't want to go get her nails done because she talking to other niggas?
No,
I just feel like it depends on how do they like the woman. If they like the woman just to fuck the bitch, you know what I'm saying, and she's easy, you know, and it's obvious.
Then
and
it shouldn't be
no money.
It shouldn't be no
then,
money
you know what
required in that at all.
Yeah, I feel like if it's somebody that he's taking into, like, you know, into consideration of, I'm going to be serious with this person. If you see that woman is in a problem or something like that or going through something and she's telling you, you know what I'm saying, and y'all like each other and you like, you really want to be with this woman, you got to show her that you could be a man for this woman, because that's what a woman is looking for, to
exactly.
see if she could come
but
to
can
you.
Can I ask you?
And
Hold on. I like that, but let me stop you.
She feel like that?
No, but I don't want to get too far away from what she said. I like what you said. That is phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
But when we showing that we can be a man and all that, what the fuck are you showing? Because half of these bitches ain't showing nothing.
Wait, but
we're out here spending all our money.
But we just
majority
said she's showing
time,
something.
Let me tell you something. Dating right now for a man is more of a loss than it is for a woman. I'm just being G.
That's horrible.
Because women gain right now off of dating and men just lose. We just wasting money. And every man don't got it to continuously keep meeting ain't shit bitches.
Well, I'm sorry. That's why I feel like communication is key, because y'all need to be talking about if y'all really want to be in a serious relationship or not.
But all
and then
girls
there's also
run game
red
just
flags.
As well as niggas do.
There's
exactly.
also red
Everybody
flags
running
to
game
see if
right
a girl
now.
Is just tricking on you. You know what I'm saying? Because first of all, if you with a dude for 2 months and you constantly, there's a problem with something, there's a problem with this and there's a problem, you calling him constantly, he's always giving you money, you haven't given up the pussy to him after 2 months.
It ain't about giving up the pussy.
It's not
if
that.
If you ain't giving him no peace, If you're not encouraging him, if you're not motivating him, if you're not reciprocating what he's doing, if a nigga spent $5,000 on you in 2 months, you should have at least spent $500 back on
him. No, I'm not going to agree with that.
Reciprocation, what is we doing?
Honestly, I'm not just trying to say the pussy, but it's just what I'm saying.
Like, the world is a prostitution ring.
No, listen, what she's saying is that if you ain't got nothing else to give a nigga, you ain't got shit else. Like you said, some bitches ain't got nothing to offer.
If you ain't got shit to offer, you shouldn't be dating. Just like how y'all say, if a nigga ain't got shit, he shouldn't be trying to holler at no bitch. If a bitch ain't got shit, she need to be focusing on getting her life together. Instead of trying to motherfucking date a nigga, you need to be trying to get your shit together. Instead of trying to date a nigga, go get your shit together.
Because
if I meet a bitch that ain't got her shit together,
it's everybody's fault though. And I really, not even everybody, it's like really, really, it's a lot of social media's fault. You know what I'm saying?
But it's niggas too. Niggas will pick up a bum bitch instantly and make her a fucking millionaire just because she look good.
You know what? It's all our fault.
Y'all making that shit so easy for women. Y'all at fault.
So guess what? What
a woman don't gotta do shit but look good these days.
No. It's they do.
No. But let me show. Can I show her one thing?
Show her one thing.
Let me show you one thing. You think that these bad bitches are actually happy?
These bitches don't give a fuck.
Stop. Listen, man. Let me tell you something, my nigga. I be playing with some of the coldest shit, like the winner, my nigga. These hoes are so fucked up. A lot of them are
emotionally unstable.
What? These hoes are hurt. Yes. Men, women, it's a world full of hurt people pretending to be happy.
Yeah, that's a good one there.
I'm telling you, my nigga, everybody, all these motherfuckers, just because you see a bitch post in the back, bro, I know a girl that got a fucking whole room in her house as a closet. Chanel's, Birkins, shoot, I was fucking with this bitch, bro. The most unhappiest bitch I've ever met in my life. This bitch cried
because
every
money don't buy
night.
Happiness, people.
These hoes are really cum rags. Who gonna be happy when it's one nigga and it's 10 bitches? She got to watch him by her. And these bitches, they play happy. They listen to, you know what they do? They post on their Instagram saying, "Rip me out the plastic, I've been acting brand new." And then they ride around in their car listening to "One Last Cry Before I Leave It All Behind. I'm gonna make it."
You know,
so behind the scenes, they crying. They not showing you that side.
Instagram not showing you everything, baby. Yep.
Instagram ain't showing you the losses. They only showing you the wins.
Listen, this is how I feel about it. I don't give a fuck.
Talk that shit.
About a nigga bread. Fuck that nigga and his bread. Yep. And that's because I know who I am. I'm a lover. I love hard. And
you bring to the table.
And I'm Hispanic, so I'm big on family. I'm trying to have 20 kids.
You
know
what I'm saying? Wait. So check this out. Here we go, brother. You ready?
I'm going to give you some of mine.
And after he say this, I want everybody to hush so I can respond.
I'm going
to
give you some of this because you just really, I want to stop you. You said you don't give a fuck about a nigga bread, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you said you want to have a family, some kid, all that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So guess what? You got the platform right here, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then start saying that on the platform. Stop that questioning Kodak about why he don't want to spend money on bitches and all of this. You need to tell these bitches, stop giving a fuck about a nigga bread. That's it.
Yep.
We need more bitches. Mm-hmm. I ain't calling you no bitch. We need more women. Excuse my language to the women across the world. But we talking uncut. We need more women. We need more women to step up and start saying, man, fuck a nigga money, baby. Get your own. We don't have really a lot of women that's out here telling women like, man, fuck these niggas money. Get your own money, girl. Love a man for who he is. And we don't have enough men out here saying, man, love these girls. Stop playing these girls and start loving these girls. Yeah. If you like that girl, love her, embrace her. You know what I'm saying? Like, we gonna provide for these women more than just financially. Because everybody think providing is just only financial.
Okay, boom. Now I can speak.
Come on.
All right. So I never get on here and tell bitches to use niggas for their money. Like, that's not... I don't use this platform for that. What I speak on is I try to figure out reasons of why men do certain things, or I tell people why women do certain things. Now, my question with him is when I ask him why is he stingy with his money, that's a question all these bitches want to know. Women want to know. Like, because I'm not saying he needs to give his money to these women.
Okay.
But what I'm asking is I'm trying to figure out his mentality on why he doesn't want to give a woman the money. What is the reason? Is the reasoning behind it because you're trying to, you don't want, you may feel like that girl is using you, so you want to hold off because you've been used so many times? Is it because you just don't want to give her your hard-earned money? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just other reasons, and I just want to know because when someone says something like that, it's kind of like, okay, I get it. That's your money. Cool. But when you think about, like, the mentality behind it, it makes me feel like, if that's his mentality, if his mentality is like, nah, I'm just going to keep that shit all to myself because, like, these bitches is stingy and these bitches only want me for this. And that just makes me feel like, well, damn, you're going to treat every woman a certain way because of one woman type thing. Like, if that's your mentality.
Can I answer this? Okay, so I do not talk to people who are fucking around talking to other people. Cool, that's what you want to do. I don't like being involved with it because I don't like that many people having that access to me. So if you talking to a whole bunch of niggas, they really got access to me by proxy. Well, that's one thing. Second thing, yes, niggas is not like, I feel like it's crazy to expect like the most financially disadvantaged group to be out here spending reckless on like.
Talk it, dog.
Like, like anybody who they not really locked in with like that. I think that's crazy. Like, oh, why won't you give, why is that a requirement for me to give these random women who I'm just. Let me finish. That's literally what you just said.
No. Not handing bitches money. Like, oh, here, go get your rent. Pay your rent.
What type of scenario are we talking?
How many times I gotta paint the scenario? There's a girl. You're dating. Y'all like each other.
If we like each other, then we're already in that framework.
But y'all
that
not.
But you're not
exclusive. Y'all not.
But then we're not talking. Then we not talking. Joseph, it don't make sense. Like
he basically said he not going in on a woman that he not exclusive with. Like, ain't nothing wrong with that.
It don't make sense.
I want you to understand is if there's a woman who is doing everything for you and showing that she's for you, right?
Oh, no, that's different.
Now she's y'all not exclusive, but she got something going on. Like she's paying her bills and shit. She ain't had time to get her nails and her feet done because she's using the money for the bills that she got to pay or some shit like that. But listen.
Wait. Can I ask you?
But y'all not exclusive.
What does that have to do with him paying her own bills?
Let me finish.
That's doing that for her.
No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that she's paying all of her shit. She's holding you down. She likes you a lot. You see that she needs to get her nails and feet done. She hasn't because she don't got the money to because she's paying her own bills as she should. Mm-hmm. What is wrong with you being like, hey, babe, here, go get your nails done? That's all I'm asking. What's wrong with that? You're saying
you
that you're not doing it. But I'm just saying, why?
Him down?
In every way that he want to be held down. Okay. She's being that girl for you.
Okay.
And now she needs her nails and her feet done, but you don't want to get her nails and feet done because y'all not exclusive.
I don't know how she would be holding me down if we not, like, if she doing everything that I need her to be. That's a requirement of doing everything I need her to do. Like,
just because she's being who would you want her to be don't mean that she's ready to be exclusive with you that moment.
But
y'all are working towards it, obviously. But she's being there for you. She likes you.
But she's also entertaining other people.
Why? We're not talking about her entertaining other people. We're talking about what she's doing for you and how she's making you feel.
I don't know how many more ways I need to say it.
And how she's being there for you.
I don't know how many more
ways
I need to say it.
And you're saying no. If she entertaining, I feel where he's coming from. He feeling like if she entertaining another nigga, go get it from that nigga. And for me, I be like, in the medium, it depends on the girl because I got some girls right now who I talk to that I don't even give a damn what else another nigga doing for them. If I come through for them, I just come through and I just be player. But that also falls into a nigga finances. Sometimes if you're not good enough to do that, you're gonna be more tight. Like and I'm not saying this is you, I'm just saying this as an example. Sometimes a nigga budget might not be that big, the trick. For a woman.
I'm not saying trick. That's not tricking.
Even if you got a girlfriend, you spending your money, I call it tricking. however you want to call it. Like, spending your money on a woman, that the word for that nowadays is tricking.
What?
So even if it's your girl, you still trick off on your girl. That's my woman. I'm finna trick off on my woman. So at the end of the day, you might not be in a place where you can take those risks.
Yeah.
With your money. Spending money when you're dating and getting to know a woman is a risk.
Okay.
When you don't have unlimited funds.
Understood. Yes.
So it's like you have to be mindful of the amount you spent. Like, that's like me. I spun a house on a chick in 4 months. I could have went and got an investment property with that. And another thing, what I want to go back on what he said is, like for who he is as a race and as a people, we don't even got it like that. We the main
Nobody
race
does.
That spend all the money on shit that we spend money on things that we don't need to impress mm-hmm. people that don't even like us.
Exactly.
People don't even give a fuck about our well-being that we spending our money on to impress. So it's like, even in it, when you get in that, when you look at it from that mind frame, which we should more look at it from that, it's like, God damn. And girls not asking to be invested in, like, invest in me, help me make more money so I can be more of a help, more of a stability for the situation. They want shit that don't mean nothing, like bags and shit like that. So it's different if you got a girl. If I got a girl and I'm fucking with her and she like, man, I'm trying to get this business off the ground. And what? Nigga, I would love, nigga, I would fund the whole shit and build it up. But
this
bitch is just asking for dumb shit so I can feel where you coming from.
This girl just need her nails done, bro. I ain't say pay her rent.
I mean, I get the nails done,
bro. I ain't
saying
pay the rent or nothing like that. But if you don't want to do that because y'all not in an exclusive relationship, I just personally feel like it's going to be hard for you to lock a woman down. Not saying that she needs you for your bread, but it's showing her that, like, damn.
It's never been an issue. So I don't really see. I don't see the problem. Like, you've said this multiple times. I just don't see the problem.
Well, problem?
Do you believe in the universal laws, the law of attraction? Because that might not even be a hard thing for him to get, because he's putting out an energy.
Not just
of
you.
That
not just you.
A woman
I mean,
this,
men in general.
It'll draw you what you want.
So, I mean, men in general. That's just like. If bitch, I ain't doing nothing for you because you trying to use me. Whole time that girl.
But who's saying you?
But listen, whole time
that girl.
That's
not even a mentality, Joe. That's not even a mentality.
Okay, thank you. That's all I wanted. I wanted to know, what is your mentality behind it? If your mentality is, I'm going to get used by this girl.
Joe, because
I don't
fuck with the type of bitches who would try to use niggas. I don't fuck with those type of bitches.
Good.
I do not. Like, I say that. I say that shit multiple times. Like,
that's kind of like, that's me. I fuck.
No, he was.
I fuck with.
No, Kodak had those bitches. Kodak had those bitches that be on that, but he sniff them out and then put them. So I can
see how
you can get up. Like, I can see how you can be stingy with your shit because the amount of times your ass have been tried. But I just wanted to know the mentality behind, like, you keeping it to yourself. If your mentality isn't, oh, this bitch is gonna try to use me, then okay, cool.
Because
I don't like for every man to feel like that, like, because, like, every bitch ain't trying to use you. Most bitches is, but not every bitch is.
If a bitch feel like she got over on me because I gave her a meal, then I feel like she a loser.
If she was?
If you feel like you got one over on me because I paid for food or some shit or paid for your nails, you're a loser. That's loser.
I don't know. A lot of women do feel like that. Like, a lot of people.
It's a lot of losers out here.
They do.
It's
they
a
do.
Lot like.
Well, bitch, because you got to think, a win is a win. Like, anytime you ain't got to spend no money on nothing, that's a win.
It depends.
No, I'm telling you. It
you
is.
Don't even, you don't want to be. Some women don't even want that on their face. They don't even want it to look like.
What you mean?
It's some women that do not want niggas to think that they can't pay for their own shit.
Well, no. We never said that the nigga
if
would ever
are,
know if she.
No. If you
we never said that.
If you're engaging with somebody who you don't even like for food, you're a loser.
Oh, what the hell?
No. If you're no. I take that back. If you are engaging in a man for food that you can't afford, you're a loser.
Well, take the afford part out.
Because women is using men for food, nails, bags, clothes.
75-85% of the women that's moving through the universe right now is losers because they're all using men for things that they can't afford.
And men are losers too, because y'all using women for their pussy. Y'all don't even give a fuck about her.
Hey, listen, men and women can all be put in the same trash bag to me.
Facts.
Because everybody's fucked up.
Yeah.
That's why, I'm just waiting to find my ending. Like, this is where it ends at.
But that's the thing. It's up to yourself in order to become better. You get what I'm saying? You got to look at, for instance, you're talking about a whole toxic relationship that you was just in, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you got to look at also what you did in the relationship, too, because I'm not going to go ahead and sit there and be like, that woman was this, that, and
that's
third.
Why
you know
I ain't
speaking
on
it, because
I don't know what your crazy ass to did, Chaotic.
What I did in the relationship, honestly and truthfully, what I did in the relationship was God's work. I just came into a situation where I felt like God put me in somebody's life to like be a blessing to them, to try to help them,
mm-hmm.
to try to serve a purpose, and it just didn't work. You know what I'm saying? Because the person just...
That sound like some toxic ass shit.
No, yeah. It's the truth.
But
it's
the thing, like, is, how many relationships have you been in before that? You get what I'm saying?
I mean, even with the relationship, I ain't finna sit here and act like I was just the best person in relationships.
Yeah, of course.
But I know in that one, I've been in like 2-3 relationships that I was a great man in.
Because
I'm a great man when I'm in a relationship. Because when I'm in love with my person. Like, my love, I'm a Sag. My love is...
Let's go down and ask the question. Kodak, are you willing to find love and settle down and really be like serious with somebody?
Hell yeah.
Dolly?
I already am.
Okay.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Chaotic.
I was just there. And I'm still trying to be there.
But so are you guys actually trying to...
What about you? Don't skip
I'm
you.
I'm trying to, like, the
skip
reason
me.
Why I say
no,
you
no,
got to
wait,
sit down
wait,
and be
wait,
a better
don't
person.
Skip you. What about you?
I'm always looking for love. I've never been the type that was using. I am. I've never been the type.
So stop looking and let it find you.
Yeah, basically. I just ain't never been the
if you
type to because
if you was looking
be,
for love, you would have responded back to that DM.
And sometimes you can find love in the most weirdest of places, let me tell you.
Like
but,
the DM. Yeah.
That's so funny.
See, it could be a name that say chaotic, and you could be like, oh, hell nah,
hell
chaotic.
Hell nah, that's too
but
much.
But not
it's
looking
too,
at
it's the, in the... It's in the name.
The reverse.
It's in the name.
Psychology of the name.
Mm-hmm.
It could be the total opposite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just feel like that in order to like to be in a serious relationship nowadays, you got to really first heal yourself in a way. You know what I'm saying? See what is wrong with you. The qualities that you have that might not be so great. You know what I'm saying? Because we all have selfish qualities at the end of the day. And when you go into a relationship, it's not about you no more. It's also about your partner. You know what
exactly.
I'm saying?
And
you stay firm with your boundaries.
I feel bad.
Of course, stay firm with your boundaries and stuff like that. Because at the end of the day, if you go to your man as a woman or a man to his woman and something happened, you feel disrespected and you go to your man or you go to your woman and you tell that person, hey, this, that, and third, and that bothers me, and they try to switch it up and blame it on you. And, oh, I did this because of this, that, and third. That's a red flag. You need to watch out for yourself. You need to, if they cannot sit down and take accountability and be like, oh, you know what? Damn, you know, maybe when I was single, it was all right because I'm single. But now that I'm with you, I see that it's not all right. You know, I apologize. I'm sorry. I'm not going to do it again. And not do it again. If you can't do that, then you don't need to be in a relationship because you can't be selfish when you're in a relationship. You have to have teamwork.
Yeah.
It's about teamwork. You know
and
what I'm saying? Like,
I feel bad. I feel bad for these men out here because
thank
the
you
more.
Finally, somebody to-
No, honestly, because the more, like, I get up here and I be trying to, like, justify, you know, women.
The bullshit.
Not the bullshit. I don't justify the bullshit. I justify women because I am a woman and I know what it's like to be one and
mm-hmm.
what we go through and the shit that we go through with men.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I know a few women that's like how y'all are saying, but for the most part, I just can't believe that these women are really out here how you guys are saying that they out here. Like they really, like they don't got
women don't
like,
never believe it.
No, women
that they don't
now,
got
like,
what?
No, listen, let me
like
tell
you there's been like almost every episode that we've had on this damn podcast, and we've been doing this for 2 years now. Men always come up here and be like, you know, women ain't got nothing going for themselves.
Uh-huh.
Or
like
they
no, but the thing is
they
that because
want
they want a man to provide always, and it's like, you know, if you're not giving me no money, I ain't giving you this, I ain't giving you that.
And provide is crazy.
You know what I'm saying?
Because they say provide in
and,
the very beginning. Like, damn,
and,
I don't even not like
something.
You for real.
But let me just show you something.
I don't know no women like that, so I can't. When y'all say that and be like,
but
oh, women is women.
Because
is,
you surround yourself with some good ass women.
No, I really
some
don't.
Women
I
are
speak.
Shit.
I really don't. I only speak on my. I don't really hang out with women anyway.
Nah,
I
okay, well,
if
then,
you could tell,
the,
like, feel
the,
my energy,
the,
I give.
Women just want a man with a bag. You get what I'm saying? And to provide, do my nails, do my hair, give me this, give me that.
You know what I'm saying? Don't get me wrong now. I done had some niggas came through and, you know, spend a bag on a chick or whatever, but not like I wasn't looking for that. You know, niggas,
they don't
want to
do nothing. They don't want to provide. They don't want to nurture their man. You know what I'm saying? Every chance that they get.
No, that's what I wanted to get to. Because women value themselves by the amount of money that a man spend on them. That's what these bitches like.
And that's
women
crazy.
Think. And it's like women are made themselves like a product. I could purchase you. You're like an item. You can be purchased. It's like you don't have, and that would devalue you. That would take away your morals, your self-respect, and everything because you can be purchased for a dollar amount.
I'm in a different tax
bracket. And men know that too.
But listen though, ladies, that's why we have our way with the women now because. If you're a man and you got money, you can purchase any one of these.
And that's why I said it's y'all fault.
I said this before and she got mad at me because.
Not our fault.
No,
like
I didn't get mad.
No,
when
it's
I said
not.
Men are the prize, that's what I mean. Because a man can be the shittiest person. He could kill a million babies. Yeah. As long as he got $1 billion coming to your account.
He's got a million babies.
Listen, the man could be bisexual. He could be a thief. He could be a robber. He could be anything. If he got the money, the women is going to put up with it.
How does that make y'all the prize?
Ain't nobody never said we the prize.
Whole time if you using the money on the bitch anyway. How does that make you the prize?
That's all it took. The money gonna come back.
What rules the world?
Money.
Exactly. And if your stupid ass is going out to work and getting this money and giving it to this
man,
woman,
if I got a million dollars, but if I
who
got a million dollars, if I get a million dollars and I give her a thousand. That don't mean shit. It don't mean shit. I can treat her however I want. She gonna take that. She gonna take that little $1,000.
All I'm saying is, if you're saying that a man is a prize, you going to work every day, all day, busting your ass for this money. This bitch ain't doing nothing, and you giving this money to this woman, and you saying that make you the prize?
What's the prize? You know, it's the prize. The prize is the genuine person. That's the prize. The person that's just authentic, genuine.
I agree.
Real. You know what I'm saying? 100%. That's really the prize.
I'm not putting
the
gender on the prize.
At the end of the day, when all of this shit, when it's all said and done, and it's all done, and you done got all of this and got all of that and did all this, did all that. At the end of the day, you still just gonna want to have some genuine vibes around you.
This is how
period.
I feel.
You just still gonna want to revert back to some genuine shit. After you get out there in the world and you get ran through by all the niggas and all, you done fucked through all the bitches and you done just did all that. And it's like, damn, I done experienced this whole toxic outside world. At the end of the day, you're going to sit down and you're going to just want to revert back to something genuine and authentic.
How you going to do all of that after all the shit you done went through? You so used to the toxic shit that you don't even...
You still want to be homeless. You still want to go home to normal shit.
When you get older, you're gonna get. Everybody
you're not
gonna
be sucking out them dicks forever.
Everybody's
but
not
damn,
gonna stay
after
young
all
forever.
Of that time, now you want to settle down and sit down when you're 40, 45 years old.
I can't.
I say that about like the ones that do like the extreme porn and shit. Like eventually y'all gonna wanna. Like live a regular life. Like you're not about to be eating Dookie on OnlyFans forever.
And what a girl gotta understand is, and when it comes to that word provider, one thing that a woman has to understand is when they say provider, that word provider comes from way back in the days. They try to look at it like a man is they trying to resurface the word provider from back in the days. But back in the days, being a provider didn't mean that I got to buy you Louis, Gucci, $60,000 watch,
period.
Do all this and do that. Being a provider didn't mean that I had to pay $8,000 a month for a super condo in the super sky. Uh-huh. And then, no, being a provider was, we lived in this house together. You took care of the kids in the house. I went to work.
That's social
I came
media
home.
For you.
I paid the bills. I taught our sons how to be a man. So tricking and providing is two different things.
Facts.
Well, yeah.
So if you want to provide a baby, I'm solely a provider. If you want a trick, a
you
trick is
too.
The nigga.
You
a
that tr- too.
No.
Listen,
no,
let me I tell am. You something.
I
don't
can
know.
Be both.
Yeah, you can
but
be both.
If I, but when I'm in a relationship,
he can
I'm
be
definitely
honest,
both.
Gonna key a trick. It is what it is. But let me, say, this. Let me say this. Let me say this. Let me say this. Let me say this.
I tricked off before I came here. I just stunned a bitch $1,000.
Send me $1,000.
And I left you on red. Damn, I left you on
red. Go ahead. I'll send you my cash out right now.
Listen, Linda, listen. Okay, we were talking about how, like, who the prize was or no, whatever the fuck. Uh-huh. I can honestly say that if I meet me a man who is faithful.
Mm. Faithful?
Faithful.
Which okay. is hard these days.
Faithful, loyal, a family man, God-fearing man.
That respects you.
That respects me and my kids. That's a prize to me.
Nice period.
To I'm a prize.
What's your name?
Ruben.
Nice to meet
but
you.
But the people know me by chaotic.
Okay.
I'm a chaotic prize.
Okay.
Yes.
That's cool. But like I was saying, I think that like I would look at him as being a prize. I personally would do that. Now, I don't think, you know, I just don't like how it's these gender fights. Like a man is, oh, you women be, then women's like, men ain't shit. Like, I hate that. And I just feel like that going on in social media and everything is making it so hard for us to find anybody.
Yeah, because everybody feel like they got options.
You know, because just like you feel like how you feel, you know, oh, this woman is trying to use me for my money or whatever.
Said that.
Well, you know, like you got to be, you just got to be careful with these women because you don't know what they own. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm saying you feeling like that. Us as women, we feel the same way. Like, I don't know what this man is on. Remember that time that I was dating that guy? Well, kind of dating that guy, and we went to remember the guy?
You went to out the state?
No.
Oh, you got flew
remember
out of country.
The guy who? I can't describe him without. Okay, a sport.
Oh, big fella.
No.
Oh, that one.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about, right? Yeah. And all the messages that he was saying, like the messages was like giving, he just want to fuck. Remember?
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, it's probably not like that. It's probably not like
that.
Oh,
yeah. That, the little guy. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's just like, nigga, if you're not.
But also, you gotta be honest. Like, maybe that's not what he was on, because you can't fake it if you don't, like, if you
that's
don't.
That's exactly what that nigga was on.
Like, a lot of times, you gotta understand, but too, with us as
that,
men.
But I'm just saying that shit is scary, like, dating. Like, you don't know what niggas be on.
No, you
we
know.
Fuck,
you
after
know.
We fuck, if you're not sexually compatible, then there's no way that I can be faithful to you.
That's I just don't understand why is it that y'all
the
gotta
reason,
go to the
fucking reason,
part,
the
though?
Reason,
like,
no,
why
let
can't
me show
you
something.
Get to know me without having to fuck me. You get what I'm saying? Like,
niggas
at
just
want to
fuck.
I am not gonna lie.
I don't even
want to
be on this show no more.
Boy. Because I want you to get to know me. I want to get to know you.
Why do you think I got this shit hanging between my legs?
And I hate y'all say that shit too. Y'all be acting like you don't like to get beat.
What do you think I'm sitting here like this for? You think
I love me some like dick, but I want some conversation. I want you to stimulate me in order.
I
want
to talk to you, too. I want
to talk to you.
Right.
I
want
to talk to you about them draws.
I want to mentally stimulate you, too, but I also want some coochie.
I know, but sometimes sex, like, isn't as important. Sometimes sex
girl,
isn't as
important.
If you
fucking with a nigga that ain't got
women,
no good dick, you ain't going to be faithful to him neither.
No, I know I say that all the time, don't I, Kodak?
Yep, she do.
Okay, so don't never say sex ain't important. Sex is in the top three.
I said sometimes.
Sex is in the top three, my nigga.
Sex is number one for me, babe.
And I'm hitting.
Number one.
I'm hitting, so I already know what we going to I already know what type of time this going to be on. Let me get one of them little things you chewing on. Yeah, let's get it.
But see, we sharing already.
I know.
So, y'all funny as hell.
I don't think sex is so important to me. I think the size is important to me and the girth. But because I could teach a guy how to, you know what I'm saying, fuck me. So it's like, it's not, it's just the girth and the, you know,
I ain't gonna lie, I'm too grown to be teaching a grown ass.
I'm gonna teach
how
you, know why?
Because
I like
him.
To be smacked,
why
I like to be choked, I like to be, you know what I'm saying, or beat the
like
fuck
I,
out of me.
Like
okay,
I said,
hello.
I said,
I didn't get you on my level.
Everybody is different. Everybody's different.
Well,
everybody's different.
You on my level,
so
yeah.
The same thing that worked for her might not work for you. So you got to teach them a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you got to teach them the basic essentials.
You don't have to. That's
I'm saying
your
you
choice,
gotta
of course.
You got to customize the experience to your liking.
I ain't going to lie. You do got to, you might have to teach them a little, just a little that. And you might have to teach her a little, just a little that. Because everybody don't know how to suck a pullback.
What?
Is that
you might have to teach her how to suck a pullback.
Is a pullback an uncircumcised dick?
I got a pullback, so she might not know how to get down there and suck that pullback. I'm like, hold on, baby. Let me tell you how to grip that.
That's different. I also feel like niggas with a curved dick, you gotta teach them how to fuck you too.
Them niggas be the best. I ain't gonna lie.
No, I had one that was horrible.
Oh shit.
And
really?
What made it even worse? I really, really liked him.
Damn.
You gonna really, really like me too. We wanna eat after this. You said you was hungry, right?
I gotta work.
Damn. No, we got time.
Oh, so you gonna sit us on a lunch date?
Yeah, go ahead.
We got, all right, look at that. Look at God.
Hey, I got a question before we get out of here. Is hitting notify anyway thirsty? Like when you texting somebody?
Huh?
No.
You know, like when you texting somebody and like they should maybe on like D&D, I think. Mm. And you got the option to notify anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Is that thirsty?
Fuck that. I'm notifying you.
Yeah, I'm gonna notify.
I don't give a fuck about D&D.
And if you don't respond back, I'm a question mark.
I'm a double text. I'm a call.
Okay, so double texting is cool. Okay, cool. Because I'm
definitely. Double texting ain't cool.
I don't give a fuck who you is. I'm coming back.
Double texting ain't cool,
bro. Listen, if bitch, you gonna give me some energy?
If I go to your story, I see you posting on Instagram. Hold on, bitch.
No, listen. Especially if I know I'm gonna have to spend some money on you. Bitch, you need to be able to text a little bit better. Hold for these coins.
It's certain levels.
You pay for exclusiveness. You pay for fast response.
You
text
keep talking
messages.
About you paying.
You pay for FaceTime.
Men
unlimited.
Are so possessive.
No. I'm just telling you. Me, when I'm breaking bread with you, I'm paying for fast responses on Texas.
Do you let
unlimited
this know?
FaceTime
is
calls
there a contract
at any
time. You need to let these bitches sign a contract. Cause let me tell you something. If a nigga decide to give me some bread and he automatically think that I'm finna be at his beck and call, he got me fucked up.
He definitely is.
You know how many niggas I done swerved because they done tried to control me?
Well, because you can
absolutely
take care
not.
Of yourself.
Yeah, true.
It's different. So if a motherfucker's like,
but one thing about me, when you fucking with me, the vibe, I kind of got everything. I got the whole.
You got the whole package.
Great conversation, dropping good dick, the whole nine yards. So you gonna be pressed too.
Man, please. All these bitches that you just told me about and the other one that you finna get back with, ain't nobody listening to you.
No, but let me tell you something. We're gonna talk about that off the camera.
Oh, okay.
All right. Yeah. Well, that's another episode of the Big Homies
Wait,
House.
I was finna say something to you. I was just finna say something.
What's that? Go ahead.
I can't remember now. What you just say? Because I was about to respond to it.
What'd I say, meet?
The double texting, though?
Oh,
it was levels to that.
Yeah, levels.
Okay, I'm going to tell you why.
Good job, Dolly. Shit.
Yeah, good memory, because my shit, huge. It's levels to the double text and stuff. Text. Now, if you, girls, we gonna do that. Sometimes we not, depending on, like, the dude you texting. Mm. Like, if I'm talking to, like a top-notch rapper or some shit like that, I might be a little, like, nervous to double text him or some shit like that. Mm. But, like, a nigga that I know I'm fucking with, and I'm a double text his ass. That's just how girls are. But on the man side, I'm just saying, as a woman, if I'm just starting to talk to a guy and I don't know if I'm there with him yet, like I don't know, we're dating, and he like double text me, triple text me,
you wildin'.
No, I dig that.
You wildin'.
I can see that.
But you know the good thing about it is when you a man and they know you a man.
I just seen you on Instagram. Why you not texting?
When they know you a man of status, you ain't got a double
text. You
right.
You ain't got a double text because when
you
send that first text,
that's what I just said.
She right back at it.
Yeah.
She gonna hit you back.
That's what I just said. That's why I said, like, if it's a top tier guy, I'm texting, I'm not gonna double text.
And then if a bitch don't like respond back to me quickly, I just want him to text her no more. Like, bitch, who you think you is? Like, bitch, I'm that nigga.
Like, bitches can't be busy.
He part Leo.
Yeah, bitch, when you get unbusy, you need to let me know that you was busy. If you're not, one thing about me, I don't play all
what about,
of that.
What about that I fell asleep?
Oh, man, the fellas, that's my line. Bitch, I fell asleep.
Yeah, she was getting a little dick. She'll be back. No, you won't.
Appreciate me out on all platforms right now. Y'all make sure y'all go download my new single, Chaotic. Appreciate me. Because at the end of the day, throughout all of this, what we just talked about, it all reverts back to just being appreciated for whatever it is you
basically
do. If you show this man that you appreciate him, he won't have no problem with getting your nails done.
Facts.
If you show this woman, you appreciate her, she would teach you how to use your girth and length. If you show this woman that you appreciate her, she would give you her number and let you take her to get some food after the interview. So at the end of the day, we all just want to be appreciated. So y'all make sure y'all go download my new single, Appreciate Me, out on all platforms right now.
For sure. Appreciate the big homie Chaotic pulling up.
Bula.
Big homie JoJo. Big homie Dolly. Dolly out here with the yams. You see all this thigh meat and...
Okay.
That's the only reason why they got me on the show, because I got all this ass. That's
Kodak
it.
Ass. Damn. You always know calling somebody.
I never, they need something pretty to look at. Let me stop.
I'm
She's
honest
beautiful,
about my,
so, you know.
Thank you.
My method works. We gone.